I'd like to call this special council meeting to order. Madam Clerk, the roll call, please.
Thank you, Your Worship. All members of council are present, with the exception of Councilor Lubert's due to a work commitment.
Are there any disclosures of pecuniary interest this evening? There being none, we have a presentation from Alexander Frazari and Maria Frazari and Lee White. You know that you have 10 minutes. You know that we've read multiple pages of information. So to the best that you can, maybe you could focus on new information. Thank you.
Oh, there we go. Okay, thank you very much, Council, for allowing us the opportunity to do this. Thank you very much, Councilor Butler. It's very much appreciated. And Councilor Nutt, thank you very much. So some of the new information that we did gather was with the our neighbors. We did go door-to-door, and we spoke with all the neighbors that we could that were home, and we've got signed documents from them stating that they support it, with the exception of one who still wants to read it over and look at the proposal longer. We did give them a full copy of it, and they still want to keep reading it. They just received it today. They were out on work all week in Toronto, I believe. And we have those. I think we sent an email out to everyone with those signed statements as well.
When would that have been?
We sent that, I believe it was yesterday.
Please proceed.
We also found that the IESO absolutely will not be holding another application period in January. They're actually going to be releasing the amount of money they're going to pay per kilowatt onto the grid. They're releasing that information in January. The FIT application deadline is tomorrow with regards to FIT 5. As well, we have this letter written up here stating that we would agree to perform public consultations throughout the entire process of this procedure. Granted, we're given an application, like a contract, to do what it is that we want to do. We will consult with everybody, the city, before we actually finally submit the completed design to the IESO for approval. And this comes usually after. They don't really want you to do it before. They give you an acceptance for the contract. And we promise that we will work with the city with regards to complying with anything that the city would like. What else did we have here? For public consultations, when we make a design, we're going to consult all the neighbors about it and make sure they're okay with it. If there's any other visual screenings other than what the ministry wants us to perform, we are prepared to meet those. And we've been speaking with some of the neighbors who did state that they might want a different type of bush here or a bush over there, and we're going to incorporate all of that into our design, as well as speak with the city to make sure we use local plants that are from the area for the specific place that we want to put them. And then we have the slides of the maps. I don't know if you
don't really have too much to add, but I did note that was just passed out the standards for visual screening. If you look at point 3.2, what their standard for screening is, vegetative planting shall consist
excuse
of
me,
a continuous 3-meter wide strip of
excuse
trees.
Me, did you give something out just now or earlier today?
Sorry.
No, there's a pile sitting right here. I was making reference to point 3.2 specifically, what their standard requirement was for vegetative plantings and screening is a 3-meter wide strip of trees and shrubs, and we're proposing a 30-meter buffer, and you know, can certainly accomplish a lot more than a 3-meter wide vegetative planting strip within that area. other letter that was recently just passed out as well.
Yes, which you've all. Letter.
Yep, that's further commitments the Fazaris are prepared to make to address any potential concerns that could arise out of would normally be addressed as part of a site plan process, including potential damage to the road, a commitment to do landscaping, commitment to have professional engineers do the drainage plan for the site as well. Second to review that, but don't believe that there's any significant issues beyond. Certainly couldn't be prepared to present a site plan today in the short turnaround time, and appreciate your ability to entertain such a short time frame too.
We were also asked to present some pictures of what it could possibly look like. Now, we've been consulting with the person in Port Colborne who has it on Wilhelm Road. There's a bit different. They don't require visual screening or setbacks or anything like that, but it's at least something that we could show. His is a 500 kilowatt facility, and he has approximately 3,000 panels covering a 120 by 120 meter area. Ours would be half the size, and we learned actually that we're not even going to need as many panels as he has as they become more efficient. So we're going to need about half or a third of the size that of land that he has. And we will show you where his location is here. You can kind of see that blue area is the what his looks like on a satellite map. Okay, so that's the one that he has there on Wilhelm Road. As you can see, and then here are some pictures of the one on the 140. Now, this one is also a different project, much larger. It's in the megawatts as opposed to kilowatts. And this is what ours would sort of look like. It's going to be up from the ground, approximately 1 meter to 2 meters above the ground in racks and rows like that. Now this is the one on Wilhelm Road here. And we do have to have a fence around the facility. And so after we put the fence, we would then have to put the visual screen. So there'd be the fence and then the 30 meters, and then in there is where the visual screen will have to be. And this would be the back of what some racks look like there.
Did you need the maps?
And we have some maps, and this is what it would look like. We made it a bit bigger, actually, if it were to be plotted on our property, what it would approximately look like and take up. That would be the extent of it. Yeah, it'd actually be a little bit smaller. We made it a little bit bigger just for a little bit of a playing room.
So we had anticipated 100 meters by 100 meters, but actually, according to the site plan from the previous owner on Wilhelm Road, it would actually be about 50 meters by 60 meters if our solar panels were the same wattage as his. But ours will be more efficient, so it should be even smaller than that if ours were fitted exactly the way his is. It would be about 1/20th of the land, at least, about an acre.
With regards to some of the questions with roads, the drainage, we are planning on, once we have a design and we start making a design, we want to work with the city as closely as possible so that we can address any and all issues surrounding the road. If there's damage, money to be allocated for that, money to be allocated for drainage. Anything to do in that regard, we are prepared to do with the city completely, and we are prepared to sign documents stating that we will indeed comply with that. I was speaking with the individual on Wilhelm Road in Port Colborne. He thinks when he did his, he didn't have to there wasn't too much change with regards to drainage, as the land was like that before. Our land is, we haven't really changed it aside from move some brush, so don't anticipate on there being too much change to drainage, but again, we are fully prepared to work with the city with regards to this in any way that we can, as much as we can.
Also, with regard to drainage, while the surface of the panels themselves are impervious, they don't actually cover the ground. So unlike asphalt that would, you know, obstruct water from penetrating through, this would more or less just divert it to a specific area where it would hit the ground and seep through. I don't envision that there's going to be significant issues there, but would be simple solution just to put in a normal, like a weeping tile type of drainage system with some stone and just a small sump would easily accommodate any issues.
And with regards to any noise or any other issues that the city would like us to address with the neighbors, we're fully prepared to do that again. I just want to reiterate that. And we have been very recently, actually one neighbor proposed that we could possibly access hydro poles on another side. That way it doesn't look as bad. So we're taking all of these into consideration when it comes to our final design for the proposed project. Would you, so we now, I would say we have concluded any other information that we have found. With regards to FIT commencing next year, we're still trying to find some more documentation stating that it will. We assume that it will because it's in the province's long-term plan, but we don't know when it will be announced or what the rates will be or if it moves to net metering as opposed to feed-in tariff.
Anything new because you've now had 12 minutes?
That would be the, I think that would conclude our presentation for now.
Okay.
Any questions?
Then I'll ask the councillors if they have any questions.
Thank you, Your Worship. Through you to Ms. Alexander. The house in the photo that's up right now, where you've diagrammed out, is whose home is that directly to the north? Is that your home?
The home, the red?
Yeah, the red roofed one.
No, that would be our neighbor.
Okay.
We are actually speaking with that neighbor right now. They are reviewing all the documentation as we speak. And as of right now, they haven't given us any objections.
So, okay, any other councillors? The name of the name of that neighbor?
Randy. Randy and Luis, and or is it Randy? I think it's Randy and Laura. They just moved in.
Is that the residence that's closest to your property here? It appears to be.
Yes, that would be, yeah, that would be the closest one.
Anything across the street by way of residences?
It's just vacant land right now. I believe it is all conservation.
Do the councillors have any questions? So how many neighbors altogether are there that abut your property? It appears that you've got, you've been able to contact and have approval from 7 of the neighbors. How many are there altogether?
Altogether that abut the property immediately would be, I believe it is 5 or 4 and 5 in total. We did contact neighbors that were close to the vicinity that were on the street. There's one neighbor, you can see this yellow line here in this area here. We contacted them as well. And the neighbor that's right here in this square over there. This neighbor right here, this neighbor right here we have contacted as well.
And is actually present.
So the neighbor that's most likely to be affected is the neighbor that has not yet given an indication one way or the other what their position is.
They just received the package this evening because he returned from Toronto at 4:30. We offered to email it. I don't think they email, so we dropped off a package yesterday to them, to the wife. I think, is it Louise, her name?
Yes.
I forgot. To Louise, so we dropped that off last night, that 45-page document that you all should have received on Monday. And she was very happy about it. The husband returned this evening at 4:30. We visited the house at 5 o'clock this evening. that's why we were a couple minutes late in discussing everything about the project. He just saw the, you know, 2 hours ago. So he said he'd like just a little bit of time to think about it and would probably give his response tomorrow. But they were all like for it from what we could gather from their reaction.
He hasn't given you an answer. He hasn't really made a commitment.
He hasn't signed the document that we completed.
Right. Okay, that's fine. It's not necessary that he sign a commitment. With respect to the page document that you gave us this evening, which our lawyer has a copy of, is there a number of things that you indicate you're prepared to commit to? You're prepared to consent or agree to these items?
That's correct.
So, Mr. Lustig, how would we bind the delegation to these things? Right now it constitutes a letter, says what they will do. It's signed by Mrs. Fazari, not Mr. Fazari, and it's at this stage what would be called gratuitous.
Yes, so a contract is between the town and the proponents, and this is a letter that is signed by one of the two. So we would have to reduce it to a form of writing that was in the nature of a real contract that has boilerplate provisions in it and presumably covers all of the things in detail that are being suggested by the proponent as things that they would do. And we would want to know, I guess, from our staff that these are all of the things that they would feel, and I'm looking at Mr. Brady in particular, would be necessary in order to deal with, in order to satisfy the town and satisfy the residents that you represent. So this document isn't a contract. I'm not trying to be critical here. I realize that you're scrambling a little bit to get this thing done in time, but it isn't a contract, and I think that's at the heart of your question, Your Worship.
It is, but so to ask the delegates, Mr. Vizari, you haven't signed this document. You prepared to sign it?
Oh, absolutely. I can sign it right here.
And would you be prepared to make our, if the council decides to review this matter and grant the request that you're seeking, would you be prepared to make that conditional upon you meeting these terms in the event you're granted a fit?
Absolutely. If there's another thing I could sign, or if there's anything that you can give to me, I would sign it right now. I can sign that right here in front of everyone, if that's what you'd like. So.
Well, here's worship. Mine. Here's mine. Well, you're only going to sign one, so...
Worship?
Yes.
By me.
Mr. Lustig, yes.
Recognized. Your point, which is essentially that advising the province of the council's support, if that was what the council wanted to do, what you're, I think, essentially saying is that it would be conditional on this letter being adhered to. And if that's the direction you're going, which of course is a safer way to approach this, you might consider in enacting the resolution of support, and I'm not recommending the resolution, I'm suggesting that if this is the way you want to go, you might want to, in the resolution that you pass, you might want to state that you're supporting the resolution on the condition that the letter, which you could append, was fulfilled. And that would send the message to the province who received this resolution and the various other documents that are submitted that your approval is conditional or contingent upon these items being acceptable to the town.
Right. Thank you. I appreciate that advice. Mr. Brady, your comments with respect to the items that have been listed here by Mr. and Mrs. Fazari?
The items that have been listed here by Mr. and Mrs. And Ms. Zari seem to be very much in line with the memo that I'd sent to council today. So it would appear that there's been some understanding of the issues. The biggest issue that has not been addressed, though, and I don't know how that can be addressed in a quick manner, and that is the issue of how the town ensures that this actually occurs. And that is usually through a letters of credit. For example, the road reconstruction on this particular road, on Matthews Road, is one of the issues that I've raised. When we dealt with that particular issue associated with the high school across the street and the material that was brought from some of the lands to come into it, the municipality received a check for $15,000, and that was for a much smaller piece of road. And I'm not sure that that's going to be sufficient to deal with the damage that's on that road. So there are some very significant costs that need to be established as a part of the site plan, a site plan agreement, which have not been identified by the Fasaris in the note that they provided to council.
Thank you, Mr. Brady. Sure.
In our last presentation, we did say that we would be accommodating with regards to Gertie, I guess it's called. I'm not very informed with regards to all the legal terms, but yes, we are willing to work with the city with regards to submitting security for anything that needs to be addressed. We're assuming we would not need the because it is a small project, anything like, you know, the machinery that would be needed to construct a high school. Ours would be very minimal. We're not digging. We're not, you know, putting on a roof. We're not doing cement walls. We're not doing bricks or blocks or any of that kind of thing. So it would be very minimal, I would expect, what our traffic would be. So, and we are very, you know, willing to work with the city with regards to that.
I think the difficulty is that we don't really know what the scope of the issues might be, and therefore it's difficult to gauge what an appropriate amount of security would be, and it's really unfair to you to be putting in a position where you agree to a blanket type of security. I don't even know if Mr. Brady would be able to suggest what an appropriate amount for security would be. So the difficulty that I perceive is you could bind yourself with respect to this various list, but we would have very little way to enforce, as an example, reconstruction of a portion of the road if for some reason it was damaged. So I think that's part of the predicament. In any event, are there any other councillors that have any questions? Councillor Basuro.
Thank you, Your Worship. When did you retain the services of Mr. White as your planner?
Or a couple of weeks ago.
Okay, thank you. And if I could, Your Worship.
Yes.
What is our roadmap for tonight? Where are we as far as next steps? Are we in an overall debate of this? Are we concluding the delegation and moving on to the issue? I'm just a little lost as to what we're doing right now.
Yeah. So what we're going to do is the delegation is here. If we have questions of the delegates, then they can be addressed, and then we're going to move to the agenda, to the balance. I've been given some advice with respect to that by Ms. Schofield. So if there aren't any other questions, then I think what we'll do is go, thank you very much for the information, and then we will go to the agenda. And if this resolution that appears as item number 5 is the resolution that appeared in the original report. I'm advised that since it was council and committee, the clerk doesn't think we need to move consideration. And so therefore, that's on the floor because that was in the report. If someone wishes to alter that, they may. And it may be that, Councillor Zanko, you have a resolution with respect to this? If you're proposing to move that, yes, this is where we are.
Moved by myself, seconded by Councillor Passero, that Council rejects the resolution requested by Niagara Solar Power Limited in their letter to His Worship Mayor Redicott, dated November 14th, 2016, and that Niagara Solar Power Company Limited be so advised.
Okay, so here's where we are now, according to the advice that I've been provided. Someone wishes to amend this, they may do that, and it would involve striking the word rejects and inserts the words supports consideration of, changes the November 14th date to November the 18th, which was the date of the large package that we had before us at the last council meeting. And then seconder for that, Councillor Butler.
Thank you, Your Worship. I will move that. So Council supports the
Consideration of
the resolutions requested by Niagara Solar Power Limited in their letter to His Worship Mayor Redicott dated November 18th, 2016, and that Niagara Solar Power Company Limited be so advised.
Is there a seconder for that? Second. Councillor Nutt. Questions or comments? Councillor Passero.
Thank you, Your Worship. I just wanted to state why I'm here tonight, and it's out of respect for my colleagues who've asked me to be here, but also out of much respect for Mr. White. So those are the two reasons why I'm here tonight. But I don't know when it comes to a vote if I'll be supporting it, and I'll say why. I just think that there are way too many loose ends here. There's a lot of promises. There's a lot of we probably wills. And the one property owner that could be most affected, I recognize that Ms. Fazari said on two occasions they haven't objected, but they also haven't given their blessing. And there's a reason why I don't put too much weight into petitions or circulated memos. And in 20 seconds or less, I'll tell you, I was on the ARC committee that closed two elementary schools. I had a parent and their son come to my doorstep and ask me to sign a petition against closing the school. I already knew that I was going to, but of course I signed the petition. You usually do. It's very tough to say no when somebody's standing in front of you. And that's why we have public engagement processes where it's an open forum. People can come to town hall. The proponent's not on their doorstep looking for a yes or a no answer. And they can give their honest opinions either in person or in writing. And that's the reason we have those processes, and I just don't feel that we've had that process here. Further, I understand the need for timing. I understand that the proponents have done their best to get all the information together, and I commend them for that, but it's not in a form that we need as a corporation. And as much as I like to view my position as counselor as helping the individuals, you know, helping the little guy, helping the small businesses, helping people do stuff day in and day out, at the end of the day, we have to protect a corporation. That's the oath that we take. It's not to an individual. It's not to a business. It's to the corporation. And I just don't see in front of me the amount of material that I need to be assured that the corporation would be protected going forward in these types of arrangements. I wish that the proponents had retained Mr. White's services much earlier in the process. It was back in June when it was published on the websites, the municipal requirements to get those additional points. And I think if we'd started back then, we might have been in a position now with Mr. White's assistance to the proponents to get us to where we need to be, which is a site plan in front of us, agreements in place. But just to speak to the one point where it said, you know, we will conduct a pre- and post-construction inspection of Matthews with the intent of determining if any adverse effects on the road resulted from the construction. Well, that's great to see if there's any adverse effects, but who's going to pay if they are? What's the agreement ahead of time to mitigate that? So it's a lot of promises. I think it's a lot of promises with the right intentions, but time, unfortunately, I think, has just run out. I've been in this chair 6 years, not nearly as long as His Worship has. But in the 2 years that, or year and a half I've been here, and the 4 years of the previous council, this is the first time that I can recall that members of council have petitioned the clerk to have a special council meeting. So, and I'm all for that. You know, I've always said if new information comes along, I'm more than willing to hear something a second time. And that's why I'm here tonight. But in addition to getting additional information from the proponent, we also have additional information from staff. And that additional information either outweighs or cancels out. So I really haven't come anywhere from where I was about 48 to 60 hours ago. So I'm going to give it some more thought after hearing from my colleagues, because I do respect their opinions, but I'm just not sure that we're where we need to be for me to be comfortable in this. But I do appreciate the hard work of everyone, proponents included, staff, and everyone who's here tonight to give this a go. But I think it was just started down this path a little too late to bring us to where we need to be. But that's my opinion. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Councillor Passero. Councillor Butler, you wanted to speak?
Sure. Thank you, Your Worship. First of all, I just want to say thank you to my colleagues and to staff for taking out time out of their busy schedule to accommodate us this evening. Means a lot. First of all, I just want to say that we did receive an email from Mr. Brady today outlining some of the concerns or what the criteria is that he would like to see met. I think under the short period of time that that email got to us and it was relayed to the Fazaris, they worked quite diligently with Mr. White, I believe, in putting together this letter of intent. And that's what this is. It's a letter of intent. It's not a binding contract, but it shows good faith. And in business, sometimes that's what we use, right, is those letters of intent so that we show that we are bargaining in good faith. I think that that's what they're in. Intending here. The thing that gets me is that I've done a lot of research myself, and small business is the biggest proponent to employing 70% of the working population, and less than 0.03% is utility related. So having this in our backyard and knowing that they are going to be hiring staff as a direct result is aligned to our business strategy here at the Town of Fort Erie. I get that it's a short period of time. There are some concerns, but I think for the most part they've addressed it. The last concern with regards to financing for road damage and repairing those damages, I think that they have stood up. They have given an oral commitment. We record everything. That's evidence. I think that they have good faith in what they're going to do. I think this is a great project. I think it's great for Fort Erie. It's a shame that we have outdated plans, and maybe that's encouragement for us to move forward and look at those plans in the future. But I don't think that we should be the roadblock for an opportunity here for a new business, especially green energy, when climate change is a big thing, and we're supposed to, as a municipality, promote efficient energy and move our culture in the right direction. That's all I have to say for now.
Thank you. Any other councillors? If not, can I hand you the chair?
Excellent.
Thank you.
The chair will recognize His Worship.
Thank you. I've spent, said the other night, far more time thinking about this particular project and solar energy in general. And I agree with some of what Councillor Butler has said in terms of the importance and significance of green energy, the fact that it's part of what we supposedly support and encourage in our official plan. And that the town shouldn't be a roadblock when it comes to development or advancing opportunities in our community. However, I have to say that I agree far more with the comments that Councillor Passero has raised. And the difficulty for me is we're about to embark upon something that is far from, say, perfect, far from ideal, in the sense that we've not done one of these before. That's no reflection, nor should the proponents be prejudiced because of that. The difficulty is that had there been a more timely schedule with respect to this, had, as Councillor Passero suggested, Mr. White been involved earlier, or any consultant, had the proponents some background experience with respect to this and had a better understanding of the requirements and the types of things that need to be done, had we had a policy in place, this would be a far easier decision. Had there been an earlier approach to the municipality, staff would have been alerted to the fact that we need to establish that policy framework and could have worked on that so that we, in fact, would have the requirements, maybe not all that Mr. Brady has suggested. I think some of these are certainly necessary. I think to some extent the IESO has the things covered. But we're being asked to work in a vacuum, not a vacuum that the proponents have created. It just happens to be a policy vacuum. And I can't remove myself from 40 years of what I've done as a living, which is a lawyer, and lawyers work in frameworks of policy and rules. And obviously, lawyers don't necessarily always move things forward. The municipality is trying to move things forward. We have adopted as one of our strategic goals growth and prosperity. And I believe that that's where Councillor Butler is really deriving her views with respect to this. And growth and prosperity is important, but there has to be some type, in my opinion, some type of framework within which that growth and prosperity takes place. Otherwise, you have chaotic growth and prosperity, and that really doesn't benefit anyone. I've been advised, I know that there's some confusion here as to what's happening in January, whether there'll be another offering. We've been told that there is. Well, that's fine. There's nothing here that tells us one way or the other. You're telling one thing. Councillor Butler may have followed that up with IESO, or the town staff followed it up with IESO, and maybe they're just getting different information. That's fine. But even if that were true, and if I accept that there isn't something open in January, the question that I ask myself is, am I prepared with the multiplicity of things that are just left up in the air? Am I still prepared to support this project at this time? And I come down with the answer, no, I'm not. I'm not prepared to do that. I'm not prepared to leave us vulnerable. And it may very well be that the neighbor with the red roofed house would be supportive of this. I don't know why neighbors wouldn't, but I don't live there. And if anything, the primary concern that we've got with respect to these green energy projects is some type of public consultation. Public consultation on this issue, if we were to support your request, ends tonight. There is no further public consultation because we don't have the ability to hear what this individual has to say before we would accede to your request. And during the process that would follow after that, we don't have any means of compelling you to do anything. We would rely on the IESO, and that's fine, and maybe that's all that's necessary. I've spoken to some people that think that the IESO can manage this, and the City of Welland must have some confidence in that, but I don't know how the City of Welland reached its conclusions, I'm not the City of Welland. So on the one hand, I appreciate the desire to try to move this forward, that it does fit with one of our strategic goals, but I can't see moving forward without any type of roadmap ahead. We'd simply be saying, okay, go to it. And I don't think I'm prepared to do that. Well, let me be more clear. Not prepared to do that. Thank you, Councillor Nutt.
You're welcome. The chair recognizes Councillor Butler, unless Councillor McDermott or Councillor Zach. Councillor McDermott.
Thank you. This has been real struggle for me because I'm the chair of planning. And I'm also the chair of the economic development portion of our strategic planning, so I'm in a quandary. I know that all of you have done the hard work. I know that you've certainly had our attention for the past little while. And we have, I think, given you a fair hearing. We had to really drop some things for some very important issues to move yours forward. And for that, I thank the planning staff. And I thank staff for being here tonight to have this meeting for you, too. I'm not there yet. And it's for the same reason as Councilor Fusaro and the mayor. One thing I can promise you is that I will do everything to push forward on renewable energies because it's part of our official plan, just like you said. The dilemma is we don't have the process, and we have to have one. It's as simple as that. Every development that we go through goes through the same steps, which is open house, public meeting, and then we move on to council for final approvals. And I think every development should have to go through that, irrespective of what the province tries to dictate, because municipalities have to be there for especially the public consultation. In today's world, public consultation is everything, and even if you're out in a specific area, the whole town is interested in these projects, and they all have a right to comment on them. So this is where I have to part company. But I can assure you this, we're going to have to move forward as a council for the next time this comes up, that we're fully prepared in the planning department to speak to these issues in a common sense way so that we can move projects such as yours on. I'm just not able to vote tonight for you, but I certainly feel that you've been very, very good at pushing your wares here. You made an impression on me. We had a conversation last night. I meant that. And my mantra in my election campaign was I put people first. And as a counselor, I have to do that every day. But I have to do it within a structure that's good for me. And so I'm sorry, but I'll have to vote against tonight.
Chair recognizes Councillor Butler.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I just wonder if Mr. Brady could answer a question. All of these items that you relayed to us in an email today, they're not mandated by the province for the municipality to ask of a proponent to fulfill these obligations. Is that not correct?
I don't know if the IESO is going to be concerned with drainage or the rotary construction. I've heard a little bit from the proponent that the IESO is interested in setbacks and in buffers, but as I drive around and I see what is in Niagara, I don't see setbacks and I don't see buffers. The example that was identified by the proponent today on Wilhelm, I drive by it quite often and it's not buffered at all. So there appears to be some standards that the IESO has. How they're actually applied on a case-by-case basis is unknown to me. And that's all I really have as an answer.
So, but that's what I mean. What you're asking hasn't been requested by the province for the municipality to request of a proponent who wants to put this type of green energy plan into place. And so what they have done, if they have gone through the ringer, jumped through hoops and said, look, we're going to commit to the municipality of Fort Erie. We're going to work with you. We are going to do everything that you suggest as a municipality because we want to be good corporate citizens. And in the meantime, they don't even know if they're going to be awarded this contract. So what they're trying to do is gather the information that's required to put together and assemble to submit on behalf of their company to the province, and in hopes that our municipality is pragmatic enough to recognize that the future is in green energy, and that they can obtain those two extra priority points. I don't understand why there's such an obstacle in front of us this evening when it's a simple request to have a backing of a municipality saying that they are going to be interested in seeing this project succeed. When they are standing in front of us this evening saying exactly what we have requested. I just don't understand why there's such a dig your heels into the ground kind of attitude here this evening. We should be embracing green technology and embracing the fact that these people have the initiative to want to bring this forward in our municipality. The fact that the neighbor right beside this plot hasn't signed on the dotted line is irrelevant. They have the information. They seem to me to think that it's a good idea. It's just a matter of time if they meet all of the obligations that we've asked for sight lines and the buffer. They've said that they are quite happy to do that. I just don't understand why we would, as a council, not support this. It doesn't make any sense to me. We're not hurting anybody. They're not hurting anybody.
Does anyone else wish to speak to the issue? Right. If there's no one left to speak to the issue, we'll call to question on the issue as amended. All those in favor? I'm sorry, Councillor McDermott, were you just moving? Okay. All those opposed? Motion defeated as amended. Yes, Your Worship, I'll pass the chair back to you.
That being the case, we will move to the confirmatory bylaw. Does somebody have that? Councillor Passero, a resolution for... That was the amendment. Okay, sorry, you still have the floor.
Thank you, Your Worship. Sorry, thank you. Okay, we're going to vote on... No, the amended resolution was defeated. The main resolution's on the floor. Main motion on the floor, as on the agenda. Thank you for clarifying, Ms. Schofield. Okay. So just to refresh, we'll read the resolution once again. That resolution was that council. Mind reading again, Councillor Zenko?
Moved by myself, seconded by Councillor Passero, that council rejects the resolution requested by Niagara Solar Power Limited. In their letter to His Worship, Mayor Redicott, dated November 14th, 2016, and that Niagara Solar Power Company Limited be so advised.
Thank you for reading that motion again. So I'll call the question. All those in favor? Opposed? That motion carries. I'll turn the chair back to you, Your Worship.
Thank you very much, Councillor Nutt. So, Ms. Schofield, then I presume we go to the confirmatory bylaw. Councillor Passero, first and second reading, please.
Thank you, Your Worship. Moved by myself, seconded by Councillor Zanko, that bylaw number 134-2016 to confirm the actions of Council at its special meeting held on November 24th, 2016 is given first and second reading.
All those in favor? Opposed? That is carried. Councillor Nutt, you have the resolution for third and final reading?
Yes, Your Worship. Moved by myself, seconded by Councillor Zanko, that bylaw number 134-2016 is given third and final reading to be signed by the mayor and the clerk under the corporate seal.
Questions or comments? Favor? Opposed? Councillor Nutt, you have the final resolution.
Certainly, Your Worship. Moved by myself, seconded by Councillor Zanko, that council adjourns at 6:51 p.m. to reconvene in a regular meeting of council on November 28, 2016.
Before I call the question, I want to thank all of the councillors for taking the time to setting aside some of our schedules, and for the staff as well. All those in favor of the resolution? None opposed. That is carried.